The Mother Kaplan is here this morning with a new feather cut. I bugged him yesterday about getting a haircut. He went to see Gordy Yukis, his cousin, at the barber's in Highland. And he gave him a... what is that called? A styling. Well, I like it around the ears and the back, but he didn't take enough off on the top. He wants you back there in 3 days, obviously. They charge more than 2 and a quarter for that? 2 and a quarter a styling, huh? Is the barber's that expensive spot over there? Goes all the way up to what? $10, $15? For a haircut. Gordy Yukis, that's your cousin, Kaplan. Beautiful. This is the Cannon Mess for a Tuesday, August the 23rd. It's another chilly morning. I had the heat on in the car. Yeah, thir, and had a rear engine with the heat off the manifold. You get that gas smell. Oh, boy. I think I'll have to dump that car before this. Ma Linger, you're here early.
Yes, I decided to. I couldn't sleep last night. It was the full moon. I felt like baying like a hound. You look out of it yourself.
I didn't sleep either last night. Murder, and I woke up an hour and a half earlier this morning. And I just got back to sleep about 10 minutes before the alarm went off. At least that's the way I figured it. So we're both out of it, sweetheart.
Yes, and I didn't even have a drink last night.
Kaplan's here, the mother. We had him... well, he still is on exile to the transmitter out on Highway 61 where nothing lives but that big iron monstrosity of ours. We have him on exile out there, but Willie's on vacation, so he's with us today. Eat your heart out, Kaplan. He loves to go to these freeloads with me, but he can't go today. Columbia Records cordially invites you to a luncheon, Steve, for the Mononaires with Paula Kelly at the North Star Inn. You think I should take Kaplan, Ma?
Oh, no, not with that styling he calls a haircut. Don't be ridiculous. He looks like, he looks like a stylist, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. It's 11 minutes past 6 here at KSTP. Let's get to the weather. Swell. It's 52 degrees right now. And the weatherman says partly cloudy skies today, with a chance of an occasional brief shower this afternoon. Fair to partly cloudy tonight and Wednesday. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour today, diminishing tonight. High today 65, low tonight 45, high Wednesday 68, and low Wednesday night 50. 20% chance of rain today. It's cool out there. You need a coat, definitely, this morning. 20% chance of rain. It's 52 degrees, 12 minutes past 6. Let's get underway now with Dino Martin. Come running back to me, that one by Dino Martin. Come on, honey, move the body. It's getting late. Yes, sir. Uniform of the day today is a pretty little blouse with a short skirt, the mini skirt, and a jacket, and the suntan nylons and the mid-heel shoes. And wear a coat or a sweater, it's chilly out there. Tomorrow, the 24th of August, is auction day. 11,158 acres of recreation plots, grasslands, and timberland, located in scenic Pine County, Minnesota, will be sold at public auction. That's tomorrow, August 24th at 10 a.m. at the Thunderbird Motel out by the stadium. The owner of this land will finance at low interest rates after a low down payment. There are 99 separate tracts ranging in size from 40 acres to 400 acres. Remember, sale time is 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Thunderbird Motel on 494 right across from the stadium. This land will be sold at public auction. For a free brochure, contact Ernest St. Clair at the Thunderbird Motel. Also contact Mr. St. Clair for a free legal description of the land. Once again, 11,158 acres of recreation plots, grasslands, and timberlands will go on public auction at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at the Thunderbird Motel. For further information, contact Ernest St. Clair at the Thunderbird. And so we're winging along on a Tuesday morning, the Cannon Mess, until 10. America's best loved disc jockey show, and this is the king himself. So what happened with you last night, Ma? You didn't sleep.
I don't know. I tossed and turned. My boyfriend didn't call me. I was a little upset about that, but I don't know. I couldn't sleep.
Couldn't sleep? La-da-da-dum. Let's bring on Ted Heath. Blame it on the bossa nova, Ma. Blame it on the bossa nova. 6:16. It is now 52 degrees. Going to be a cool one again today. A high of 65. That was Ted Heath and Blame It on a Bossa Nova. It is 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. Temperature reading 52. Weatherman says partly cloudy skies today, with a chance of an occasional brief shower this afternoon. Fair to partly cloudy tonight and Wednesday. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour today, diminishing tonight. High today 65, low tonight 45, high Wednesday 68. 20% chance of rain today. It's 5-2. 52 degrees right now at KSTP at 19 past 6. The Twins did not play yesterday. They play a doubleheader at Washington tonight. Jim Cott goes after his 19th win.
Looking for a new career? Join the 5,000 gracious women across the country who specialize in making newcomers feel at home. These 5,000 women belong to Welcome Wagon International, an organization of helpful hostesses who visit newcomers, welcoming them to the community. Welcome Wagon hostesses have been an important part of the community life for over 36 years. As a Welcome Wagon hostess, you participate in many exciting activities and associate with many important community leaders. You meet and work with local businessmen. Welcome Wagon hostesses take an active part in the civic program of their community. They carry a wealth of information from national and local organizations, plus gifts from local businessmen in their huge welcoming basket. More and more friendly women are selected to join this expanding organization every day. If you're interested in becoming a helpful link between newcomers and their vast community, contact Welcome Wagon. There's a special satisfaction in knowing you're providing a priceless service for your neighbor.
52 degrees, 20 past 6 here at KSTP, 65 for a high. And let's get on with it, gang, and bring on Vidal Smith. This one is called Tar and Cement.
The town I came from was quiet and small. We played in the meadows where the grass grew so tall.
Laughter of children.
Yeah, third, Tar and Cement, Verdell Smith with a hit tune of the day. It's 23 minutes now past 6. Come on, hon, move the body. It's late. The temperature reading 52, the high today 65, 20% chance of rain. You remember Alan Sherman did all those funny tunes? Alan is Jewish, and he's entranced with the fact that it's the year 4,664 for the Chinese and the year 5,726 for the Jews. So Alan Sherman says, my only conclusion is that for 1,062 years, the Jewish people had to do their own laundry. Beautiful. That from Alan Sherman. 24 past 6, 52 degrees. Joe Harnell, Fly Me to the Moon. Fly Me to the Moon, that one by Joe Harnell. Tomorrow will be auction day, gang. 11,158 acres of recreation plots, grasslands, and timberland located in scenic Pine County, Minnesota will be sold at public auction. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Thunderbird Motel on 494 right across from the Met. The owner of this land will finance at low interest rates after a low down payment. There are 99 separate tracts ranging in size from 40 acres to 400 acres. Remember, sale time is 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at the Thunderbird Motel. This land will be sold at public auction. For a free brochure, contact Ernest St. Clair at the Thunderbird Motel. Also contact Mr. St. Clair for a free legal description of the land. Once again, 11,158 acres of recreation plots, grasslands, and timberlands will go on public auction at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at the Thunderbird Motel. For further information, contact Ernest St. Clair at the Thunderbird. 52 degrees here at KSTP at 28 minutes past 6. We're going to have a high today of 65, a low tonight of 45. 20% chance of rain today. We're swinging towards news now from our KSTP NBC newsroom with J.B. Eckert. Very good, Nick. We were swinging there, gang, with cliches and the run spy. And that moves us down to 6:29 in the morning. And the temperature reading here is 52 degrees. We're going to break for news now with J.B. Eckert and then come back with America's greatest vocal group. The Supremes will be out at the State Fair next week. And they'll sing You Can't Hurry Love. Monday with Bud Shank and that beautiful Aldo Shacks. Dionne Warwick and Trains, Boats, and Planes, Bill Purcell, and Soul Shall It Be.
This is Building Bulletin, late marketing developments that can affect you and your pocketbook. Factual building news designed to save you important money if you take advantage of the fact.
In all the world, the only thing that compares to a Wick's Lumber and Building Supply Center is another Wick's Center. You'll save big money on over 3,500 items, top quality brand names in lumber, building supplies, plumbing, heating, and electrical equipment. Like millions of Americans everywhere, you'll find the best for less at Wick.
And in southern Minnesota or northern Iowa, the best for less is yours every day at Wick's Center in Owatonna. For example, Luan Mahogany Paneling at $2.98 per sheet. Yes, sir, at Wick's.
The facts speak for themselves. If you're building, rebuilding, or modernizing, you'll take advantage of our building bulletin facts, and you too will get more for less at Wick's in Owatonna.
Now we switch you to the KSTP NBC Newsroom, news headquarters for the Northwest.
Your most authoritative news source, serving you from Minneapolis and St. Paul.
This is J.B. Eckert, KSTP News, with the 6:30 report. Two more names added to Minnesota's traffic death list, one in Minneapolis about 3:15 this morning, the other an hour and a half earlier in Duluth. Donald Fraser, Minnesota congressman, touches on taxes and the Vietnam conflict during a St. Paul address last night, says taxes should increase, and says the increased bombings of Vietnam won't settle the conflict. A former Roman Catholic priest joins the movement to raise the church's vow of celibacy. The priest is from St. Peter, Minnesota. And Lieutenant Governor candidates talk politics. Robert Short in Winona says Minnesota can't prosper until tax reform is initiated. And Gerald Christensen calls for simplification of the Twin City building codes. News on the international national scene, the weather forecast after this message. News on the international national scene, the Viet Cong has sunk a vessel under contract to the U.S. Navy in the Saigon River to partially block the vital canal to Saigon. Seven American seamen were killed. U.S. officials have confirmed reports that U.S. jets last week had accidentally attacked a fleet of sampans and barges. 30 South Vietnamese civilians were killed, 30 others were injured. A Negro church in Plainview, Texas, was leveled by a gas explosion last night. The explosion occurred during a revival meeting. One woman was killed, 41 injured. Civil rights demonstrators are planning another open housing march today in Chicago. The Twin Cities weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies today with a chance of an occasional brief shower this afternoon. Fair to partly cloudy skies tonight and Wednesday. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour today, diminishing tonight. High today 65, low tonight 45. High Wednesday 68, low Wednesday night 50. Skies are now partly cloudy, barometric pressure rising from 30.19 inches. Winds are from the northwest at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity 90%, and the current official Twin Cities temperature reading 52 degrees. This is J.B. Eckert, KSTP News, next scheduled news at 7.
That's the Supremes, and they are too much. They'll be at the State Fair. You Can't Hurry Love. The Supremes, 24 minutes before 7 o'clock. The Cannon Mess, 52 chilly degrees. You need a coat this morning. The high today, 65. Mid 20% chance of rain.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like a Midas muffler on my car and make it snappy. I'm due on the set in 20 minutes.
Well, an actor, huh? Are you familiar with our Midas commercials? The ones that guarantee your muffler for as long as you own your car? I see you're impressed with a Midas guarantee. And do you know that famous Midas mufflers cost less than you think? You sure are dramatic.
I'm a professional murmurer.
Professional murmurer?
Yes, I work in movies and TV. And you know when an old prospector pulls out a big sack of gold to pay for a drink?
Yes.
Well, three or four of us murmurers go, in the background.
You are an actor. Well, you're all set, sir. And remember, your Midas muffler is replaced, if necessary, for a service charge only. I wonder if that was his personal or professional opinion.
There are three convenient Midas muffler shops in Minneapolis to serve you. 1206 West Broadway, 3014 Lindale South, and 4415 Central Avenue Northeast, where everything swings. Where complete brake service has been added, and now in St. Paul at 570 University Avenue. This young man is named Bud Shank. He plays the alto sax. The title of the song is Monday, Monday. It's 22 minutes before 7. 52 degrees at KSTP. Joe Garagiola coming up next. That was Buddy Shank and Monday, Monday Beauty, and it's now 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. 52 degrees, high today 65, 20% chance of rain. Quality comes first at Firestone, and if you need tires, now's the time to buy. You'll get the best in value and service at Firestone dealers and stores, where right now they are featuring the famous Firestone Champion Nylon Cord Tire. Truly a champion, it's made with Firestone Super Tough Rubber for extra mileage, and safety tension nylon cord for maximum safety. Its wide, deep tread gives greater traction for sure-footed starts and stops. Buy this big value Firestone nylon cord tire with no money down on the Firestone UniCharge plan. If you're not sure you need tires, why not stop in today for an expert safety inspection of your present tires? See the yellow pages for your nearest Firestone dealer or store, where your safety is our business.